me a Parsha story.
Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein. Rabbi Edelstein was the rabbi of Ramat HaSharon for 67 years. Wow. He took over for his father, who was the rabbi before him. When he was 10 years old, Rabbi Edelstein and his two sons, Yaakov and Gershon, moved to Israel. They had so little that they used crates for their furniture as tables and chairs. But even though they didn't have a lot of things physically, materially, they loved to learn Torah together, and they lived a fulfilling life together. And now, all grown up, Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein, as the rabbi in Ramat HaSharon, loved people and loved unity, loved people being unified and together. There were 36 different shuls in Ramat HaSharon, a Yemenite shul, a shul for Jews who came from Greece, a Sephardi shul, a Dati Le'umi shul, all different kinds of shuls. And people said that his shoes got worn out quickly because he would walk each day and make sure to daven in a different shul each day so that he could connect with his people and create unity in the city and feel closeness to everybody. Not only was Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein the rabbi for 67 years, he was still giving classes until the age of 91 years old, giving shiurim in the various shuls in Ramat HaSharon. When Rabbi Edelstein was 91, he needed some serious throat surgery, and he wasn't able to speak after the surgery. So as he was recovering and healing, they knew that a short while later, they were going to have a speech therapist come in so that he could hopefully slowly regain his ability to speak. His brother, Rabbi Gershon Edelstein, visited him all the time in the hospital, and his brother would speak, and Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein would answer by writing what he wanted to say to his brother. We could only imagine how hard it was for a person who loved Torah so much not to be able to have the ability to teach Torah out loud. And we could only imagine how hard it was for a person who loved people so much to not be able to interact and speak with them. One morning, the speech therapist came into the room from the hospital and said, "I'm so happy to meet you. We're going to start working on your ability to speak again. Can you please write down on a piece of paper the two words that you want to work on first? Which words, Rabbi Edelstein, do you feel most motivated to learn how to speak first? Because we'll start from there." And Rabbi Edelstein took out a pen and wrote down the following two words: Todah and Amen. Todah is something that we can say to other people to build a bond of closeness and to express appreciation. And Amen, when Rabbi Edelstein did not yet have the strength to say all of the tefillot himself, he could say Amen to the tefillot of other people and thereby be yotzei in his tefillah. Todah between people and people, bein adam l'chaveiro. Amen bein adam l'makom, between people and Hashem. Studies say that people speak about 10,000 words every day. Do we think about what those words are? Are we appreciating those words that we have the privilege of speaking? Are we appreciating it enough? Let's think about Rabbi Edelstein and the two words that he chose to relearn to say first, and think about the words that we use every day and which ones are most important to us in appreciating everything that Hashem has given to us in our relationship with Hashem and our relationship with other people. Sivan Rachav Meir shared that beautiful story with me. Who was the first person in the Torah to say thank you? Leah, in this week's parsha, Parashat Vayetze, when Leah gives birth to her fourth child, she says, Hapa'am odeh et Hashem, al kein kara shemo Yehuda. Leah named her child Yehuda to thank Hashem. We are called Yehudim. We are people whose essence is meant to be thanks. What are the first words that we say when we wake up in the morning? Mode ani or moda ani? Thank you, Hashem. Thank you for giving me another day in this world. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's learn from Leah and let's learn from Rabbi Yaakov Edelstein the power of Todah, the power of gratefulness, and of living our lives wearing glasses, of looking all around for all that we can be grateful for. And may this inspire us to have days that overflow with Todah. Shabbat Shalom!